This week, three female students filed a lawsuit against Yale University and nine fraternities. The women say Yale is turning a blind eye to sexual misconduct. An attorney for the fraternities calls the allegations baseless. Here and Now's Jill Ryan reports from New Haven. And a note, this story is not for all ears.
Anna McNeil has some disturbing memories of her first semester at Yale and the fraternity parties she attended.
You know, people came up behind us, and it's a dark and crowded space, so oftentimes you can't see their face and you don't know who they are. I've had my breasts groped at fraternity parties without my consent. Oftentimes it won't stop until you can actually physically get away from them.
McNeil is one of three students who, in their lawsuit, argue that fraternities create a hostile environment for women. But the goal isn't to ban them. McNeil wants frats to become more open and allow women to join. She says that way, all students can access fraternities' powerful alumni career networks, the kind she says don't exist at sororities.
George H.W. and George W. Bush and Brett Kavanaugh, who were all at Yale's Deke chapter at some point. So the pipelines from fraternities into such high-powered career tracks as like politics and finance are really unmatched, even by sororities.
To me, what they're trying to do is really challenge the power structure.
Law professor Tracy Thomas is at the University of Akron. She says the plaintiffs are taking aim at that structure by demanding that Yale do more to rein in fraternities.
I think schools have tried to address the situation by distancing themselves from fraternities, having them go off campus. This is actually asking for the opposite. It's actually some of the relief is asking for Yale to create a Greek council and to create more oversight, bouncers at the fraternity parties. And so that may change how schools have been trying to deal with the issue.
But not all students agree there's an issue.
I have never felt in any way unsafe.
That's first-year student Mari Callisto. She says she enjoys frat parties. Sophomore Justin Aubin has this take.
There's bad people in every organization. I'm sure stuff happens. But from personal experience, I haven't seen anything. But I'm sure it does. I believe the people who say it does.
Freshman Pilar Galvan agrees with the plaintiffs that maybe fraternities should let women join.
If a woman wants to join a fraternity, then why not? If a man wants to join a sorority, why not?
But that view is not shared by many fraternities.
Fraternities believe that single-sex student organizations should be an option.
That's Todd Shelton of the North American Intra-Fraternity Conference. He sees the positive side of male-only fraternities.
Fraternities provide a connection and friendship when students are often far from home and familiarity. And studies show that students who join fraternities in their first semester show greater gains in growth, learning, and development.
Those apparent benefits make fraternities a mainstay at schools like Yale, despite their controversies. But Anna McNeil hopes her lawsuit will shake up that system, not just at Yale.
If we saw other people filing similar lawsuits across the country, that'd be amazing. You know, fraternities and sororities are such a, like, quote-unquote staple of college life that people think, you know, it's tradition, so we should respect that. But I'd say there are a lot of things we justified by saying they were traditionally okay, and now we look back at them and realize that they were not okay and that they were disadvantaging groups of people systematically.
For Here and Now, I'm Jill Ryan.
And one more note on this story. Yale has condemned some of the alleged activities at those fraternities, but declined our request for an interview.